Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this session, we shall study a very grave misconception which is found regarding Islam and women, and that is that it is generally regarded that the intellect of a lady is deficient. And the basis of this conclusion is generally regarded to be a narrative which I shall read out to you. It says, and it is reported by Abu Sayyid al-Khudri, a very famous companion of the Prophet, it says, قَالَ خَرَجَ رَسُولَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي أَزْهَى أَوْ فِطْرِ إِلَى الْمُسَلَّى فَمَرَّ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ فَقَالَ مَا رَأَيْتُ مِنْ نَاقِصَاتِ أَقْلٍ وَدِينٍ أَذْهَبُ لِلُّبِّ الرَّجُلِ الْحَازِمِ مِنْ إِحْدَاكُنَّ قُلْنَا وَمَا نُقْصَانُ دِينِنَا وَأَقْلِنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ أَلَيْسَ شَهَادَةُ الْمَرْأَةِ نِصْفَ مِثْلَ نِصْفِ شَهَادَةِ الرَّجُلِ قُلْنَا بَلَى قَالَ فَذَلِكِ مِنْ نُقْصَانِ أَقْلِهَا أَلَيْسَ إِذَا حَازَتْ لَمْ تُصَلِّ وَلَمْ تَصُمْ قُلْنَا بَلَى قَالَ فَذَلِكِ مِنْ نُقْصَانِ دِينِهَا. Simple translation of these relevant words of the narrative reads that Abu Sayyid Khudri narrates from the Prophet that the Prophet once, while walking, while talking to a group of women on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha, said, "And I have seen no one from among the Naqisat-e Aql wa Deen rob even a resolute man of his senses." They said, "O Allah's Messenger, what is this naqs in religious and worldly affairs?" He said, "Is not the evidence of a woman equal to half that of a man?" They said, "Yes." He said, "This is their naqs in worldly affairs." And he said, "Is not it a fact that when they enter the period of menses, they neither pray nor fast?" They said, "Yes." Whereupon he said, "This is the naqs in their religious affairs." Now, a simple translation of this narrative that I've read out to you would reveal the fact that actually in this narrative, the expression naqisat-e aql has been translated as a woman who is naqis or who's deficient in her intellect. Now, the grave error which has been made in this interpretation is that this narrative has been translated keeping in view its Urdu meaning. We must realize and we must know, and students of Arabic in particular should know, that there are words which mean different in different languages, even if they are the same, and they are called cognates. So the word nakasa in Arabic actually means to give concession, to reduce something, while in Urdu it means defect and deficiency. And the erroneous conclusion of nakasat-e aql, meaning that a lady is deficient in her intellect, has arisen because this expression has been translated keeping in view its Urdu meaning. Now, another thing which is important to notice is that the verse, that the narrative does not merely say that they are naqisat-e aql. It says that they are naqisat-e aql wa deen also. In other words, if the word naqasa means defect, then the translation of this expression would be that they are defective not only in their intellect but also in their religion also. So, of course, this would be an absurd conclusion, and it has only arisen because the Urdu meaning of the word naqasa has been taken into consideration while translating this narrative. Now, it is very important, as I said earlier, that we must realize that cognates or words which are same in two different languages, they at times have different meanings when they travel in different languages. So let me give you an example. The Quran says that the nikah or the marriage contract is a nikah, is a misaqan ghaliza. It's a very strong bond. It's a very, very strong contract. We know that the word ghaliz in Arabic means very strong. However, in the Urdu language, the word ghaliz means filthy. And of course, we would not translate this Arabic expression by saying that it's a filthy covenant, simply because we know that the word ghaliz is different. Its meaning is different in Arabic and it's different in Urdu. So similar is the case in this narrative also, that the word nakasa, which actually means giving concession, to reduce something and to reduce responsibility, in fact, is the meaning which is implied here. And the verse itself explains how this reduction and concession has taken place. The Prophet has told people that the evidence that a lady has not been dragged in matters of court, and if she has been called upon to bear witness, then she has been given this concession that another lady can come alongside her. Similarly, the concession which is given in their religious affairs is that they are not required to fast or to pray when they are passing through their menses. So it is very evident that this verse, this narrative is not speaking of any naqs or defect. It is actually speaking of a concession and a reduction which is given to women. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ